Guys and girls, it's Wednesday, so you know what time it is. It's time for the Dynamics Got the Life. As always, I'm your host, Trey, my co-host, Josh. And today, we are going to guide y'all to Disney Channel. So grab that remote, turn that TV off, and listen up.
Hey, guys. Hope y'all are excited to be here, because I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You just don't know it yet.
No, I have to talk about another dumb duo. I'm tired of talking about these duos because none of them passed the test.
Hey, we've had one.
One.
Yeah.
One. This is so much work for nothing. We're just going to talk about another duo in a second, and it's still not going to pass the test.
But again, there are people out there who thought these people were dynamic. Like, we're informing the masses.
We did have people out here who think these people were dynamic.
Oh, dynamic.
That's why this is so taxing.
It is.
Who is it?
Our duo this week, drumroll, Hannah Montana and Lola and Miley and Lou.
That's four people.
No. You get the best of both worlds.
But it's
two on. Dynamics. Two people.
Hannah and Miley and Lola and Lily?
No. Hannah, Lola.
Dynamic. Okay, so the covers, the fronts.
The fronts, question mark. Like, dynamic, question mark. That's okay. What we're about to determine.
Okay.
And then Miley, Lily, dynamic,
okay.
Question mark.
Okay, Hannah and Lola first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have thoughts about Hannah and Lola?
They're not dynamic.
Obviously. Because, they're both fronts.
They are both people. Fronts.
And, you cannot be dynamic with fronts.
With fronts, like that.
Yeah. And Lola, first of all, is such a terrible,
stage name.
Yes, mm-hmm. You picked
it's too
name.
Close to Lily.
Yes. Very undynamic.
Hannah name. And Miley.
This is good.
It's a good change. And Hannah Montana,
mm-hmm.
Who came up with that? Give him a raise. Because, it's so bad it works.
It is.
Because, Hannah Montana, shouldn't
from
be
Montana,
a...
Hannah Montana, that's so bad.
Right.
What if there's a Hannah that works for Hannah Montana that's from Montana?
Say that again. Oh.
Yes. Whenever we're making this show, Hannah from Montana spilled coffee on, one of the writers. They're like, stupid Hannah, where are you from?
Montana. So, nickname, ooh. Cinderella, Hannah Montana.
Yes.
I almost said Handy Manny.
Not Handy Manny.
I said Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. But yes, Hannah and Lola, not dynamic. And anybody who wears, colored wigs every day.
Yeah, that was weird. That was kind of a lot.
All her wigs were so bad.
And they would change, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
they would.
It'd be, hot red.
Because, Hannah's was Hannah's wig.
Blonde. Yes.
Trademark Hannah.
Yes.
The tag said Hannah Montana.
Lola was just trying so hard to be Hannah.
She was, but she wasn't.
Yes.
I don't know. She was just like, this is fun. Let me do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, nobody ever expected anything from her. She wasn't talented.
She wasn't. Yeah. Poor Lola.
She didn't make any money for anybody around. Poor she was Lola. Purely around for
yeah. Anybody. Then there's Miley and Lily.
There is Miley and Lily.
Yeah.
No front.
Nope. No front at
that
all.
That is a
I don't think they're dynamic.
Care to explain to me?
I mean, there's good qualities. What?
This is going to hurt a lot of people.
It probably will. There are good qualities to these people. Mm-hmm. Lily, dub name. You know?
Ooh,
like, top tier name.
It's an okay name. Nah. It's no chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum.
Yes. If I'm naming my kid after flowers, chrysanthemum, top tier. But Lily's third or fourth. Daisy is a good name.
Whatever. I think Lily's a good name.
But Lavender.
Ew.
Such a name.
It sounds like a bathroom. It smells like a bathroom. I can smell bathroom right now.
But good bathroom.
Good old person bathroom.
There's poop bathroom and then there's lavender.
I'm looking at flowery wallpaper right now.
Yes, and you're smelling all the lavender.
And there's a toilet seat cover.
Whatever. Not a toilet seat cover.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, keep that
toilet
warm.
It looks like the rug that's in front
yes.
of the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did your grandma have one of those?
Did my grandma have one of those?
Oh, all my grandmas had one of those.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Whole set.
What are we doing? Keeping the toilet warm?
Whole set. Sometimes the towels
would match.
Would match the toilet seat cover.
And it'd be a carpet right in front mm-hmm. of the seat. Ew. That's just
yeah, funny. Yeah. There'd be the mat in front of the toilet, the mat on top of the toilet, the mat in front of the sink.
There's so many mats.
The towels, the decorative towels, the actual towels.
Yes. Did your grandma ever tell you not to use the decorative towels? Did you ever get in trouble?
Yes.
You walk out the bathroom with that decorative towel. Yes. And she'd be like, what are you doing?
It's a towel, grandma.
That's what I'm saying.
And
it's hanging up next to the shower.
It's asking me to touch it.
The usable towels would be all the way in the pantry on the other side of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, they were so bad.
This is not Kathy Grammos. Or towels.
Or bathrooms.
Carpets.
Or,
yeah, all of that.
Yeah, Miley and Lily.
Not dynamic?
No.
How solid are you in this?
Yeah, pretty solid. Like, I feel like they fought a lot. They did. And, like, for no, like, actual fight for no reason.
They like, almost, like, broke up.
I think they did. Like, I'm sure there was an episode where, like, at the beginning, there was, like, big old fight. And then the whole 20 minutes, they were not talking. Mm. And I feel like that happened at least five times. But, like,
they both wanted to talk to each other.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like they were actually mad at each other. They're exactly. both like, I just want to talk to Lily. I just want to talk to Hannah. But I don't.
You mean Miley?
Oh.
Not Hannah.
Miley.
Yeah. Yeah, get it right. Like, these are not their covers.
See, the fact that I can't get it right, another reason that I've not done it.
Again, Miley and Lily are closer to dynamic.
No, yes.
In comparison to Hannah and Lola.
Hannah and Lola,
but still light years away from being dynamic.
Like Buzz.
Just like Buzz.
Like Woody.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Anyway, that's it. But I guess that rolls us right into Disney Channel.
Yeah, it does. Disney Channel, staple in my childhood. I don't know about mm-hmm. you.
Oh, yeah.
But like...
Oh, yeah.
Disney Channel, up until like 13, 14 was the only channel that I watched. Yeah. After Disney Channel, I'm including Disney XD.
Obviously.
Like,
we didn't watch Disney Junior? I didn't because I when Disney Junior...
When Disney Junior was coming out, I was like... Starting to think I was too old for Disney Junior. Yeah. So I was like regular Disney Channel.
When Disney Junior came out, I wished I was young enough, but I was like definitely too old.
I remember.
So, but Joey watched it. Like my brother watched it.
Yeah. In elementary school, because school was so early, mm-hmm. we would like turn the TV on just to like get ready, just to have something going on in the background. Mm-hmm. And it would always be Disney Junior. Like we never gotcha. Sit down and watch it, but like
yeah.
Mickey Mouse Club
yeah.
was on.
But Disney Channel and Disney XD. Well, so for a while, like I remember when there was no Disney XD.
What?
It was just Disney Channel.
You are so old.
Not that
old. I don't think I remember a time when there was no Disney
XD. Really?
Yes. I remember it vividly.
I was so excited when a second Disney Channel was announced.
We didn't get it at my house. Like the house that I lived at with my parents, we didn't get it. But grandma's house
got Disney XD.
Got Disney XD.
Gotcha. So like, okay.
We would make it a point.
So there's like time periods of Josh growing up with Disney channels.
Uh-huh.
So there was the early, like, think High School Musical. So like yes. Josh is like 3 or 4.
That did come out in like 2004.
Mm-hmm. Up until...
That's 20 years ago.
Ah, yeah, it is.
Ah.
But I had that. Like, we had Disney Channel in our house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For several years. And then we didn't have it for a while.
Yeah.
Like, we just didn't have any cable. And then when we got it again, Disney XD was like up and running.
Man, Disney XD was mm-hmm. a time.
Yeah. Like, so like I missed the introduction of Disney XD.
I did too, because I just was born into Disney XD and all this greatness and glory.
Wow.
Top tier shows like Pair of Kings. Do you remember Pair of Kings?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect like go to sleep show.
Yeah, that was good. Zeke and Luther.
Zeke and Luther, top tier theme song.
It was
like Disney is known for its theme songs.
But that one.
And I really like Zeke and Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it was so good.
It was good.
You know the black guy from Zeke and Luther? Yeah. What was his name? Coltrane?
Yeah.
I got him confused with the evil rapper from Let It Shine.
And hey, that's a good movie, though.
And the black sidekick from Starstruck.
You got all three of those mixed up.
I thought that was the same
you
person.
You thought all three of those were the same person.
Yes. I like recently, like maybe 2 weeks ago, went back and watched Zeke and Luther and was like, that is not him.
I can see getting dude from Starstruck and dude from Let Zeke.
Dude from Let It Shine and dude from Starstruck is the same dude. Same evil black dude from, wait, no.
No.
I was about to say from Camp Rock 2.
No,
that's a completely different.
That's a completely different black person.
Why are there so many black people in Disney?
Why do you think they all look the same?
I don't know. They all look like my cousin.
That is the most.
They do.
We're moving on from this topic.
I'd be like, oh, Malik, you didn't tell me
I've
it was on TV.
I've got nothing to say to this.
What are you doing?
I have nothing appropriate to say right now.
You hiding that Disney check. I thought he was hiding that Disney check.
Camp Rock's a good movie.
Camp Rock is a good movie.
Camp Rock 1.
You don't like the second one?
It's good, but really it's like not Camp Rock 1.
Camp Rock 1 is just this so is slow. You remember the girl who sung that song at the end, the Here I Am song?
Demi Lovato?
No. Not her. The girl that ended up winning. She had the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted that guitar so bad.
Did you really?
Yes. Ooh. I was like, ooh, that is such a good guitar.
Ooh. And the Jonas Brothers?
I didn't like the Jonas Brothers in Camp Rock
movie. I did not like the Jonas Brothers in the Camp Rock movie. But when they got their show.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. I eat that show up.
Mm-hmm. Then they moved to LA.
Another top tier theme song.
No, for real. That theme song. The Jonas Brothers music is just like.
Yes.
Embarrassed to say I enjoy it.
I do. And it's one of the few Disney people whose music I just like.
Yeah.
We'll listen to
it. Exactly. Especially because like the Jonas Brothers music is different than like One Direction. Like they were a boy band.
It is.
But it's different.
And different from Big Time Rush, because like Big Time Rush over at Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It's not got to Nickelodeon. No. But like we're trying to do what the Jonas Brothers.
Like
did.
I feel like One Direction and Big Time Rush and like all those.
NSYNC.
Yeah. Like a little older, but okay. I feel like they were just like totally writing their songs for the girls.
Yes.
Exactly.
But like the Jonas Brothers were like, guys, we see you.
Mm-hmm.
You're 3,000.
Exactly. Especially, I just listened to that song the other day.
Yes. And your great, great, great granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. No, for real. And then they got married.
Yeah.
And like their music was still good. It is. If not better.
No. They, few Disney people that just like grew up in Disney and like didn't get trashy.
Wild.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, the Jonas Brothers, but I think one of them's getting divorced.
I know.
I heard that.
But it's like my least favorite
Jonas Brothers. Which one is it? Joe. Is it really Joe?
I think so. Is my least favorite Joe?
Is it?
Yes, all day, every day. I think Joe is the one.
Why is Joe your least favorite?
Just growing up, they tried to like push him as like the main guy
Jonas.
When it was totally Nick.
It was totally Nick.
And like they were trying to like gaslight girls into thinking Joe was like the super cute one when it was Nick. Who, Kevin is just underseen.
Who did you think was the oldest?
Kevin. Kevin looked older, but like was so immature.
Uh-huh.
Like they're trying to like
yeah.
make him seem younger.
Exactly. Who did you think was the youngest?
Joe was the
right.
No. Nick was the youngest.
No, Joe was the youngest.
He was?
He was the baby. Go watch the Jonas Brothers show.
Nick had
he's such a baby.
Baby face.
But Joe, like looks
Joe just
14.
Looks so middle child.
But he's so baby face.
He's so not. Joe's not baby face. But again,
in
I didn't
the
watch.
Show.
I didn't watch the Jonas Brothers show from like start. Like I would only watch it like how you watch sitcoms. Like take an episode as it is.
That is not how I watch sitcoms.
Oh, how do you watch sitcoms?
Sitcoms. I watch all of it.
Like in a row,
start to finish.
Oh no, I was never like Jonas Brothers is coming on this week. No. But like reruns of Jonas Brothers will come on and I'd be like, this is a good show.
Oh, I watched reruns all the time. I thought you meant like today if I watched a sitcom.
Oh, no.
Back then?
Like only watching the reruns of Jonas. So
back
like
was crazy.
From what I know, everything's all over the place.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of famous people from Disney that like.
That went wild?
Yeah. Miley Cyrus. is starting to come back though.
She is, but she isn't.
I'm starting to like some of her music now.
Really? I haven't heard her music.
Just a couple songs. Like, nothing crazy. Like, Jonas Brothers still top tier Disney artist.
Obviously.
But, I'm really liking it. Starting to like Miley Cyrus. She had that stretch where she was just like, whoa. But like, now that she's doing country music, she's like, found her roots.
Really?
Yeah. That's, is it a front? I don't know.
Right. I just don't trust her. Like, it's going to take a lot of convincing.
No, I get that. She broke a lot of people's hearts.
She did break a lot of people's trust.
Wrecking Ball era. Like, it was a moment.
It was bad.
Really bad.
It was bad. I was like... Hannah,
whoa.
What happened to your wig?
For real.
And so much else.
Yes. Wrecking Ball was a cultural phenomenon. Because like I was in sixth grade, like middle school.
You know who didn't turn out bad?
Selena Gomez?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is an interesting one. This is not a huge one. This is just interesting. Did you watch Sunny with a Chance?
Did I watch Sunny with a Chance?
Okay, you remember the blonde girl?
That's the same black guy.
That is the same black guy from
Starstruck. Let It Shine and Starstruck.
Let It Shine.
Again,
yes,
these people be looking too much.
But not, well, those are the same guy. But,
those are the same guy.
But
that looks
Camp
just like the
Rock.
Guy from Zeke and Luther. Hey, go watch all this stuff and then go watch Zeke and Luther. And tell me they don't look the same.
Anyway.
What?
You know the blonde girl from Sunny with a Chance?
Yes.
Do you know what state she lives in?
Not.
This one.
Arkansas.
No, girl did her whole Sunny with a Chance thing.
Yeah.
What else was Hatching Pete?
Hatching
she
Pete.
She was in Hatching Pete. Yep. But
Hatching Pete made me want to be a mascot so bad.
Mm-hmm. She did her whole little acting thing with Demi Lovato in Sunny with a Chance.
Yes.
And they just go two different ways because Demi Lovato, I can't say
Demi
her name
Lovato.
Today. Her, that girl.
That girl.
Went and did, she
tried to make music.
Did her thing. Tiffany Thornton gets married.
She does.
Has kids. and just like lives in Arkansas. Like casually. Just casually. Lives in Arkansas.
No, casually.
But then guess what happens?
Ooh, she goes back to Hollywood.
If only.
Husband dies.
Husband dies.
Oh, dang. I was not hoping that was
something. No, like husband dies.
I was not ready.
It was, it was bad. But she was just like, God is getting me through this.
God is getting... Oh!
Yeah, like what?
Christian activist over here?
Sunny with a Chance?
Queen.
What? Yes. So then, maybe like a year later, like not super... She had like two young kids.
Yeah.
Still living in Arkansas because she wasn't from Arkansas, but her husband was. So like that's what brought her here. But like now she got family and stuff, like whole community or whatever.
Yeah.
Like rallying behind her people. As Christians got to do.
Arkansans. Mm-hmm. Arkansan Christians.
Yeah. I think it was up in like Hot Springs area.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I know where that's at. That's crazy.
I do too. I actually, well, I'll get there. So like a year later goes by, because he dies probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Was it the cancer?
No, it was like, I think it was like, he got hit by a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. It was questionable as to like, maybe he was drunk as well. But like, that's neither here nor there. Like,
no, it is not. This is not about you.
It's not proof.
Dead husband of Tiffany Thornton. Thornton.
Exactly. Yeah, I gotta watch Sunny with a Chance tonight.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, where was I going with this?
I don't know. Hot Springs?
Yes. Husband dies probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Year later, she found another man. Like a year, year and a half later.
Okay. Okay.
And like, again, like this whole time, she's been so like God, like getting through this with God.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Like,
yes.
And then youth pastor. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Of the church that she goes to.
Hey, just like you.
I'm not a youth pastor.
Not yet.
Uh-uh.
Gotta pick up the phone.
Uh-uh.
Whatever. It's neither here nor there.
It's not here. And it's not there. So youth pastor. And Tiffany Thornton just start dating it up.
Whoa.
And they get married. And now she's like pastor's wife at this church.
First lady.
And now they got like another kid.
Yeah, they do.
And again, like it's a whole thing. It's like really sweet too. Cause like you go look at her social medias and she like still like is so just like loved her. Like was loved just her amazed to herself that she found somebody else.
Yes.
And he is like so there for the, like, it's so cool. Yes. Like, why aren't we talking about her?
No, for real.
Like no one talks about her. Yes. And she's, like, yeah. And this church, the head pastor of this church, my dad actually like, Loosely, real loosely knows. Okay.
That's a celebrity. So like, if he's gonna loosely know the pastor of Tiffany Thornton's church. Wait, Tiffany Thornton's husband or?
Tiffany Thornton's husband, his dad is the senior pastor.
Oh,
he's the youth pastor.
Okay, okay. He's still the youth pastor. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And your dad knows senior pastor.
Like loose.
So your dad knows Tiffany Thornton. Guys, you heard it here first. If you want an autograph from Tiffany Thornton, if you are listening to the
podcast. Yeah, actually, like, Tiffany Thornton, we're just an hour drive away.
We are. And, like, we can travel if we need to.
Exactly. Like we can do a mobile podcast.
Mobile pod.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. You remember.
Maybe.
Such a good movie. But not a good movie. Minutemen?
Were they time travel?
Yes.
In the, the snowsuits.
The snowsuits. But they can only travel like 2 minutes.
Yeah, like they couldn't go far.
Yes. And they only had like 3 minutes.
And they couldn't be like known who they are.
Yes, because obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Such a weird movie.
It was weird. Especially
when you get like nostalgia into it. So you think it's like better than it is. But then you watch and it's like, what am I
watching? What am I watching? What is this? It's just... Yeah. Wasn't that the brother from Good Luck Charlie?
Yes. Good Luck Charlie was such a good
PJ,
show.
Teddy, Gabe. Good Luck
Toby.
Charlie. Good Fortune Toby.
Good Fortune Toby.
Do you remember that?
I do not.
Gabe was like the youngest brother. Was like trying to mimic Teddy's vlogs.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Whole thing.
Nice. Yeah. You remember the Good Luck Charlie movie?
The Christmas one?
Yes.
I watch that Christmas one every year, times.
I hate that I like that movie.
That Christmas movie is so good.
And I kind of like the music from that movie, too.
So good. No. We watch, every year, we watch that movie. Like, not just me. Like, my family watches this movie. It's like Home Alone.
That movie kind of, hey, some people think Home Alone is like a year-round movie.
We're not talking about that.
You know who you are.
Good Luck Charlie at Christmas time.
No, for real.
It's so good.
I hate that I like the music, too.
Yep.
Bridget Mendler. Mm-hmm. Girl from Good Luck Charlie. Girl from Good Luck
Charlie. She's like super smart now.
She is?
Did you hear about that?
I did not.
She's like, I can't remember what, but she's like got these like degrees going on. I think she's like starting a business.
How many of these degrees are real though? You know, they'd be giving celebrities like.
No, I think she like actually did it.
Oh, wow.
Like, I really do think that. Like, the way it's looking, because she like kind of similar to Tiffany in Arkansas, Hot Springs.
Yeah.
With the youth pastor husband. Just kind of went under the radar.
As she should.
When she left, like when Good Luck Charlie ended, she did stuff here and there, I think.
Because she was such like so Disney famous that she couldn't like translate to regular famous.
I mean, I would say the same thing with Demi Lovato. And Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus could transition into regular famous just purely off her dad.
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray and her aunt or godmom is like Dolly Parton.
So it kind of makes me mad.
You don't like Billy Ray?
And Dolly Parton.
You don't like Dolly Parton?
I just don't like...
Dolly Parton is
my Dolly Parton, auntie. Like, there's something about her.
It is.
Like, no. Not in a good way. I can't tell you what it is, but I just don't... There's...
I can see how you could see that.
There's something about Dolly Parton that I just can't trust.
No, I see. I feel that.
Like.
I get that.
She's too.
She's too happy all the time.
She's too nice.
But too chipper.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel real.
But like only chipper like in public.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know those NBA games mm-hmm. where celebrities hit courtside? Mm-hmm. Whenever like they're not she's not looking at the camera. She looks so mean.
Yeah.
And, like something's going wrong. But, like, she's also got so much Botox in her face that, like, that might just be her face.
Right, exactly. It's just, I don't know.
But, yeah, Miley Cyrus.
Liv and Maddie?
Oh, yes.
That was a good
show. The Rooneys.
Yes. That was a really good show.
I hated it because the basketball was so bad.
The basketball was terrible. Remember Joey?
Joey.
And Willow?
Jillo.
Yeah.
I wanted a Willow so bad.
Did you really?
Just so I could shut her down and now look at me.
Yeah, seriously.
For real.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
Dang.
Yeah. Ugh. You get what you ask for sometimes in life.
Be careful what you wish for, guys. That's for the moral of today's story.
No, for real.
Oh, my word.
Yes. When I tell you, I was like, bro, Joey, Willow is not that bad, bro. She likes you, and she likes you.
Hey, but
like,
look how it worked out for Joey. Eventually, he came around.
Yeah, good for Joey. This is very good.
What was the little brother's name?
Parker.
Parker.
Parker Payton Parker?
Parker. It was definitely Parker. Yeah.
Evil genius. Evil? I think he actually was just misunderstood.
Yeah, no, he was not.
Like, they tried to make him evil, but like, he was just.
Yeah.
He's like, just a 13-year-old.
You know the little girl from Sunny with a Chance?
That girl? Evil.
Yeah. There's no way around that one.
Evil.
Didn't Parker eventually get a girlfriend?
Probably. I thought he did.
Like, it was some weirdo.
You remember the spinoff that they did where they went to California?
Yeah, I do. Because that whole house falls apart. It was not good. But it was like.
But the mom and dad stayed in Wisconsin?
No. The mom came. The dad did not.
Oh, divorce though?
No.
Oh, why did the dad say?
Contract.
Contract coaching?
Like, I don't know.
But she was like they both work for the school. So, like, why are their contracts not like.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she was a principal, wasn't she?
Or a counselor or something.
Something like that. Like, she wasn't just a teacher. Because he was the coach.
Do you remember That's So Raven? That's So
Raven. Again. Yes.
Tierest of theme songs.
And then her little brother.
Corey.
Corey in the house.
In the house. I'm mad Corey in the house is not on Disney Plus.
Me too. And why did.
That's perfect because it gets me into my gear grinding. Disney and Disney Plus and all your affiliates. Come here.
Whoa. Is this your gear grinder?
Yes, it is. It grinds my gears that you people have gotten Corey with this. Not Corey with them. Corey in the house.
Corey with. What were you going to say? With the chance?
Corey with the chance in the house. He was about to get all the.
He was just about to have a whole cameo.
Yes.
Conglomeration.
Conglomeration. Like, put the legal stuff aside and give the people what they want. Mm-hmm. Corey in the house was a staple in my childhood. It was
good.
The closest thing we had to a black president until Barack Obama got there. So like.
He was just a chef.
It's not the point. Culturally speaking, bring Corey in the house to Disney Plus. Immediately. Hey,
that had the kid from Good Luck Charlie in it too.
Get it?
Mm-hmm. And which then the one? Indian girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just was there. And same with the kid, brother from Good Luck Charlie. PJ.
PJ?
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember PJ now.
Yeah. And then I can't remember what the Indian girl's name was. It was like it's not gonna come to me.
It's not gonna come to me. Okay. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I forgot about that.
Do you like the on deck one or the hotel one more?
I don't truly love either one.
What?
In the moment, I enjoyed watching these, but these are not ones I can go back. Like, even some, like, let me think of something. Hold on. I would say, I don't know. There's some shows that, like, aren't truly great, but I can still go back and watch it. I'm never going to go back and watch Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Wow. I like Sweet Life on Deck. I can't watch Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
No.
I, like, watched the High School Musical one where they did the play.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Like, just because it was attached to High School Musical, it was okay. Yeah.
Girl Meets World.
So good.
A little bit newer, but
that is a
really good.
Perfect spin-off.
It is a perfect
spin-off. Like, as close as we can get to a perfect spin-off.
It was good because it, like, checked off the box of, like, reference these old people,
mm-hmm.
give them their little moments.
But, like,
also have these good, solid new characters that weren't carbon copies of the old characters.
Who's more annoying? Farkle in Girl Meets World or Fletcher from Ant Farm?
Oh, I forgot about Ant Farm. China Ann McClain?
Yes.
I would say Farkle. First season Farkle.
Wasn't Farkle like on the spectrum or something?
I think there was an actual episode where he was on this. Like,
it was like a whole thing.
Like, he told them he was on the spectrum.
And again, Girl Meets World like tackled the real hard
pressing. They did tackle real stuff.
Like, it was Andy Mack, but better.
But so much better.
Andy Mack is a little too
bad
for what we're talking about. But
Andy Back, bad.
Do you remember the collaborations the shows would do? Mm-hmm. And they would just like combine all the names and be like,
Sweet Life of That's So Raven with a Chance.
With a Chance.
Like,
shaking up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, that was so good. Yeah. They would mix them all up too. And they didn't even need to make it make sense.
No, they just threw the words.
Good luck, Jesse.
Good luck, Jesse.
At Christmas time. Like,
with Austin and Allie.
Yeah.
Oh, Austin and Allie. Such a good show.
I didn't really like that show.
I loved Austin and Allie until they tried to make Austin and Allie like date.
Yeah, I just didn't pay attention to that show. That one guy annoyed me. Both of the guys annoyed me.
Des and Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's going to be a duo one day.
We don't even need to. It's a no, guys. It's no. I didn't do it.
You didn't do what?
The show.
Oh!
Such a forgettable show.
Such a forgettable show.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah, because weren't they twins?
I don't know.
The guy and girl?
Yeah, they were like fraternal.
And then there was like two or three other people. Like, it was so random.
Yeah. So random.
Ugh, that was bad.
I liked So Random.
No, it was terrible.
Like, the guests were good.
Because wasn't Demi Lovato gone?
Yeah, it was like SNL, but like for kids.
Uh-huh. And then Chad Dylan Cooper. Was just...
Mackenzie Falls.
Yeah.
I want Mackenzie Falls to be actual.
An actual show.
Yes.
No, for real. Because I'd watch that.
No, for real. Guys... We're out of time.
We're already done. Hey,
but before we get out of here,
Geek Charming.
Such a bad movie.
No, Geek Charming is a good movie.
Geek Charming sucks.
Geek Charming is actually still a good movie to this day. Like, I will sit down, like High School Musical, I will sit down and watch High School Musical and Geek Charming.
You understand that because the main guy is named Josh.
Hey.
Very conceited.
It's a good name. What can I say?
Before we leave, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You've watched Disney Channel your entire life.
Yes,
I'm talking 50 years of Disney.
Mm-hmm, at least.
At least. Who are your top three Disney Channel just like people?
People.
Counting like people who did shows.
Hold on.
Music.
Hold on. Am I saying like their character or the actor?
Them as the person.
So like, hold on. Like Corey from Corey in the House or the actor?
If you can't think of the actor's name, you can say the character.
Okay.
But like, count their music,
goodness.
What they've done after Disney, like them as people.
I have to count what they did after?
Yes. So like, if you're going to say Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball era has to be in there.
Exactly. I know. That's crazy.
That's why I'm only asking for three instead
of 14,000. Again, I don't know much of their afters except for like Tiffany Thornton. I don't know. I think I will say PJ from Real Like Charlie.
PJ.
Like, okay. As stupid as he was, he's a likable character.
And he was very versatile.
Yeah.
All over Disney.
Yeah.
All
right. I want to say Raven, but she had some moments.
She did.
Still has some moments.
She's still having some moments.
I can't get behind that.
Okay.
Hey, you didn't bring up Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh.
I didn't watch that.
Another good theme song.
Do the Jonas Brothers count as one?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say the Jonas Brothers.
That's
and
I don't know.
This is hard. Actually, I know. Corbin Bleu.
Corbin Bleu?
Yep. Nice. Jump In, High School Musical, whichever one you want.
Jump In. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yep.
No, I get that.
Yep. Like, he was a role model in High School Musical for so many reasons.
For so many reasons. Mm-hmm. Hey, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, time to wrap us up. Let's get out of here.
Thanks, Tower Media, for letting us talk
today. Wait. You didn't do your conspiracy or social construct.
I think... Never mind.
You don't even have one. Guys,
I do have one, but it's not good.
He comes to the pod unprepared. He does not care about you guys.
I guess that's true.
Whatever.
Actually, no, I do have a conspiracy.
Do
I feel like all of these Disney Channel actors and actresses. Channel? Yeah.
Ka-chow.
You know what I want to know?
What's that?
How you pick them out so young and know they're going to turn out good looking.
No, for real.
Because it's not like every... Like, I've known some... Like, good-looking little kids, and then they grow up to not be good-looking.
Yes. I think that's a lot of makeup and, like, CGI.
CGI? That's a Raven was not CGI'd. Like, I don't know how they do it, because they don't ever fail.
There weren't too many, like, good-looking young people in That's a Raven. Like, Raven was good in, like, teenage age.
What about,
Corey is ugly.
No, not Corey.
Who?
Other dude.
Chelsea?
No.
Orlando Brown?
Yes. I want to say Orlando Bloom, and I knew that wasn't it. Yeah.
I think...
But again, that was a choice, because he didn't start off young.
He didn't. Like, not too many young people on these shows grow up through these shows. Like, they mostly start, like, 13.
Yeah, I guess.
I think, like, Sky Jackson.
What about the little girl? Sky, yeah. What about the little girl from Cory in the House? Same girl from Game Plan.
Yes, her. That's one of the few.
Remember, remember Cameron Boyce? That was such a time.
So good in Jesse, so bad in Descendants.
And then,
he was like, peace out.
That was crazy. That was like, what, 3 years ago now?
For real. Rest up, man.
Wow. That was such a surprise.
It's going to be a 50-hour podcast.
How long have we been going? Anyway, thanks to our media for letting us talk some more. Thank you, Miss G.
You're the best.
You really are. Go, everybody, to our Instagram. We should have some new reels, new content, something like that.
Like it, comment.
Just keep looking, if you feel like that. And is that it? Do we get a shout out?
You have a shout out?
I don't really have a shout out that ties in with anything.
Is there just a person that you've been thinking about that you want
to
shout out?
Do we know someone who just like really likes Disney Channel? I don't know. Maybe this will just be a no shout out sort of podcast.
For real.
Hey, we could always I think there's just no shout out today.
No shout out.
I think so.
Wow. This is a day of firsts.
Oof. Okay, guys, take care.
Yeah, and
never forget.
Never.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, he does.